This is CAP Radio News. Fentanyl-related deaths in Sacramento County have increased dramatically from 17 deaths in 2018 to 227 in 2022. This year, more black people and more unhoused people are dying than ever before. One Del Paso Heights nonprofit is trying to lower deaths in their neighborhood by getting drug users to recognize what might be causing their use in the first place. CAP Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has the story.
The Neighborhood Wellness Foundation is doing its first encampment outreach effort in Redding Park in Del Paso Heights. Dr. Gina Warren hands boxes of Narcan, the opioid reversal medicine, to three people standing in front of their tents.
You're aware of how to use that Narcan?
Yeah.
Then Warren asks the group about their childhoods, specific questions about abuse, incarceration, and death in the family. She told them these factors could be contributing to where they're at right now. At the end, she invited them to the weekly healing circle at the nonprofit's headquarters.
Wednesday, 10 o'clock?
In the morning.
All right. Okay?
All right.
Across the street from
awesome.
Jimmy's. You know where it is.
Yeah.
On the way back to the car, Warren praised one of the men for taking what she says is the hardest step, acknowledging the trauma.
Mm-hmm. It's like that's what we want you to recognize. Ain't nothing to be ashamed about because it's not what you wanted. Mm-hmm. It's just what happened, and this is what you've experienced. Mm-hmm. So,
over the past 5 years, almost 40 deaths in Del Paso Heights have been linked to fentanyl. It's an extremely powerful synthetic opioid, and 2 milligrams, enough to fit on the tip of a pencil, can kill you.
So we're seeing an alarming increase in particular areas across Sacramento County, particularly those communities of color.
Lori Miller is with the County Health Department. She says this year, over a quarter of the fentanyl-related deaths have been among black people, who make up just 10% of the county's population. 30% of deaths have been among unhoused people. The county says it's not sure why the demographics are changing.
I think as we're looking at this data and analyzing it moving forward, we'll be able to have a better picture of what kind of specific targeted outreach and services that we need to have in those areas.
The county has partnered with organizations like Neighborhood Wellness to distribute the Narcan and make whatever impact possible. Dr. Gina Warren grew up in Del Paso Heights. She went to UC Berkeley and then the School of Pharmacology at UC San Francisco. While practicing as a pharmacist, she met a kid who'd just gotten out of juvenile detention.
He said, I don't need another drug. I need somebody to talk to. And that woke me up. I mean, in a way that nothing else could have. And it was like, is this really healthcare? Is this wellness? And the answer was no.
In 2015, she co-founded the Neighborhood Wellness Foundation. The foundation hosts healing circles dedicated to helping people recognize how adverse childhood experiences, also called ACEs, shaped their lives today. These experiences include abuse, neglect, and household challenges. They make it much more likely that someone will have chronic health problems, mental illness, and substance use issues. Warren says they're key.
Why are we looking at the substance abuse and we're not looking at childhood trauma? You cannot do that and think that you're going to change anything unless you're dealing at the root cause of it.
Back at the outreach event, Warren kept talking to people about why they were out here. Then she had a realization. She told another staffer, Sonia Smith.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to post up healing circles out here.
We should.
No, we are.
We should.
We're going to do that.
For Warren, this is how change gets made. Talking to each other, one circle at a time. Kate Wolf, CAP Radio News.